An Egyptian man, who authorities say sold fake identification to two of the September 11th hijackers, left the country this week just as he was about to be arrested. Mohamed El Atris had been living in New Jersey for about a decade. Police raided his home and business today but discovered that he had gone. Jason Beaubien attended a news conference this afternoon in Paterson, New Jersey, where Elatrice's business was located. And Jason joins us now from the Passaic County Courthouse. Jason, what do we know about Mr. Elatrice?
Well, we know that he was born in Egypt. We know that he's been living in this country for at least 10 years. And we know that he had a business that produced documents primarily for illegal immigrants, police allege. And he'd been doing that for at least 2 years.
And he was linked to the September 11th hijackers. How?
Well, the documents that were filed in terms of the search warrant for Mr. Elatrice say that the FBI had contacted him and that he admitted that he had provided documents to one of the September 11th hijackers. The documents for the search warrant also say that the FBI believes that he provided a second hijacker also with identification.
But presumably the two hijackers would have been two of many, many people who were alleged to have gotten fake documents from Mr. Elatrice.
That's correct. That's correct. The police here say that between 12 and 18 people a day went through his business here in Paterson. He also had a business in Elizabeth that also produced these documents. They believe that many, many people were coming in and getting IDs from him.
So there's no particular allegation here that Mr. Elatrice was connected to Al-Qaeda or the September 11th plot or anything like that?
No, none at all.
Even so, though, he was, I gather, under surveillance, and somehow he got out.
Yes, that's right. They had been investigating him for months. They said that the FBI had interviewed him in May of this year. They said that he was not under 24-hour surveillance. Today, they went to his shop to issue the search warrant and found out that he is out of the country and had been out of the country for several days. They said it very well may have been a routine business trip. Police say that they don't know where he is. That's essentially where it stands at the moment. They don't know where he is, and they say that he's a fugitive from justice, and they'll arrest him if he returns.
He left the country unremarked on, even though he had been under surveillance.
That's correct. That's correct. And they said that the people at his business said that he'd called 10 minutes before they walked in the door, and he was just checking up on the business to make sure that everything was okay.
What do the authorities there say about his business? How did this work, that he could provide so many people with fake ID?
Sheriff and the Bergen County Sheriff, two of the northern counties here in New Jersey, were running across a lot of illegal immigrants, people who they say were illegal immigrants, who had fraudulent driver's licenses, fraudulent titles to their cars, and they traced it back to Mr. Elatrice. What he would do, according to police, is he would offer an international driver's license to someone who was in the country illegally. He would also set them up as a corporation. For instance, someone by the name of Bob Smith, he would set up Bob Smith Incorporated. Through the incorporation, he would then get license plates and title to the vehicle, and it would be as Bob Smith Incorporated. And thus, the person who was getting these documents would feel that they were completely legitimate and could drive legally in New Jersey.
And when exactly did the police there find out about him and understand that he was running this racket?
Well, the police had been investigating this for quite a few months, for 3 or 4 months, they said. And in the course of that investigation, they started talking with the FBI and found out that the FBI had also interviewed him in the wake of September 11th. So they found out about it about 3 or 4 months ago, but it came up because they were seeing so many fake driver's licenses on the local roads here.
And now he's gone.
He's gone. They say that he's facing 28 counts of fraud. That's what he's charged with, is fraud related to these documents. There are no terrorism charges involved. And they say that he'll be arrested if he returns.
Thank you, Jason.
Thank you.
That's NPR's Jason Beaubien speaking to us from the Passaic County Courthouse in Paterson, New Jersey.